episode 1199, The Power of Margin.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for an extraordinary week? It is Mindset Monday. Get your thinking caps on because we're talking about the power of margin. And no, it's not the butter. For those of you who are brand new to Creation Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how overwhelmed do you feel on a daily basis? Now, that's a loaded question, isn't it? But I want it to be a loaded question because when you implement the power of margin, you extract the overwhelm from your day. How awesome would that be? There's no reason to be trapped in all the busyness and chaos of life. You were not created to run all day feeling tired and exhausted, forgetful and frazzled. Yet, what is it? It's our norm now. In fact, if we don't answer, "I'm so busy," we feel like a failure. I know for me, I felt that way. So I want you to be honest with yourself. Do a self-check here. If I don't think I'm busy enough, does that mean I'm not accomplishing things? I catch it with my husband. I may be sitting down and he comes in and just makes a general comment. And I'm like, "Oh, but I'm really working. Can I not just sit and read and that be okay?" But my perception, my self-perception, is that I must always be doing and doing and doing. This is what our world has come to. It is chaos, and it is not good for our health. It's not good for our well-being. It's not good for the mind, body, and the spirit. We don't need to stay tired and exhausted to think that we're doing what we need to be doing. But when you keep tied to the demands of this world with no boundaries, what happens? Overwhelm ultimately continues to rule your day and your dreams. It becomes overcrowded with busyness and overscheduling, that there's no room in your day for the unexpected, for the opportunities. However, with the power of margin, you can live a more vibrant and productive life. That sounds exquisite to me. Sign me up. I want a vibrant, productive life. Dreams do come true when you have margins. Don't you want your dreams to come true? Well, let's look first at how margin is defined. Richard Swinson says this, and I'm going to read a passage from his book, Margin. This was put out back in 2014. It says this: "Margin is the space between our load and our limits. It is the amount allowed beyond that which is needed. It is something held in reserve for contingencies or unanticipated situations. Margin is the gap between rest and exhaustion, the space between breathing freely and suffocating." Margin is the opposite of overload. If we are overloaded, we have no margin. If we were equipped with a flashing light to indicate 100% full, we could better gauge our capacities. But we don't have such an indicator light, and we don't know when we have overextended until we feel the pain. As a result, many people commit to 120% life and wonder why the burden feels so heavy. It is rare to see a life pre-scheduled to only 80%, leaving a margin for responding to the unexpected that God sends our way. That is a lot. I want you to chew on this and understand you may actually want to see this in writing. You can click on the link in the show notes and you'll see that. I actually have that all written out for you. And also, if you're interested in his book, I have a link in there to his book. What is your capacity running at right this minute? Are you already running on empty before you even started? Living life without margins buries dreams and crushes hearts. It places God's design for your life on hold. What if God called you right now and you just said, "Hello," and he says, "Hi, this is God." And you said, "Oh, hi, God. Can you wait a minute? I need to put you on hold." And then, you know, that music, I can kind of think of Jeopardy. Do, 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 do. And it just continues to play and play and play and play and play. How long have you been putting God on hold in your life? Because you don't have any margin. You have no room to spare. It breaks my heart to see people chasing what they want for fear of missing out. Yet what is really meant for them is a dream they will never see because of the fear they've built in with busyness, exhaustion, and daily stress. Stop this madness and make a choice to live a life open to the love God wants you to experience. The love that explodes your heart with joy. The love that extends beyond your own strength. The love that surpasses all your knowledge. It surpasses all your understanding. The power of margin gives you the gift of life. It gives you breath. You want the gift of life? Well, let's create margin. And that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You have to create margin in your life. Now, you're probably already exhausted thinking about this because you're already over 120% full. Your capacity is like whoop, whoop, whoop. The alarms are going off. The problem is your capacity is saying overloaded, overwhelmed, stressed, I can handle no more. But your battery is saying I'm running on extra empty. I'm drowning here. I'm burying myself in the day and I can't make it through. You need to create margin in your life. So what does that look like? Let's put it into real life perspective and let's define what it is. Number one, identify your season. We chatted about this before. We all go through seasons of life. No, it's not fall, winter, spring, and summer, even though those are nice names. If you want to name your seasons, you can. I actually coach people to name their seasons. It helps identify, actually name, helps them to focus and understand why they are where they are, and it makes sense. Sometimes it allows us to build in forgiveness because we have to sometimes say no when really we want to say yes, but because of the season we're in, we have to say no. So identifying your season is essential. It's vital to this process. Now, again, when you identify your season, this is going to help you set your priorities. Your season may be that you're a brand new mama. Well, if you're a brand new mama, you're not going to have the same type of life and calendar that an empty nester would have. That's like two total opposites, isn't it? What about one who is going through a tough time in marriage? Maybe you're currently not on speaking terms. You're not quite separated yet, but you're on rocky ground. Your relationship just is like holding on by a thread. You're going to have to say no to a lot of things in your season if you want to work on your marriage. Okay? So it's very important to identify your season. Also, your season may be wrapped around your children to a degree. Some people say, oh, but you can't have that. Okay, but if you have five children like I have, sometimes, yes, it does wrap around them. And you have to understand that there are certain priorities that are going to shift season to season. If you have someone who's in baseball, for example, and they're on a traveling team, the demands of you and your family are going to be different during the baseball season. So it's really important that you identify your season. Number two, you must schedule. Schedule the must-dos of the week. Now, your must-dos are your priorities, ones that you must have that you need. It's the necessities of life. Without this, life doesn't happen. So, yeah, we have to go to the grocery store once in a while because we need food. We need nutrition. We have to run some errands to pay bills. So there's some things that are kind of worked in there automatically. But you also have to understand that there's responsibilities to work. All of this falls into scheduling the must-dos of the week. Okay. After you do that, then number three, you fill in the gap less 20%. And that's the kicker. That's the hard part. You're like, oh, I can do number one. Don't know what I'm going to call it. Number two, I'm great at scheduling because, well, I've been scheduling my whole life. I keep the family organized. But number three, I can't say no. I can't say no. So already I know I'm going to fail at that. No, you're not. Because you're going to go back up to number one and you're going to say, what's my season that I'm in? If it doesn't match my season, then it's a no, and it doesn't go on the schedule. I know in a time in our family when we were going through a really tough tornado. And my husband and I were just at total opposite ends of the spectrum. We needed that time to be a family. And so I said no to a lot of things, except the bare minimum. Because I needed to heal. I needed to be with my children. I needed them to heal, to be a part of their healing process. And I needed to be available however God was going to use me in mending our marriage. But that meant that not only did I say no, but my children said no. We all paid a price. But you know, it really wasn't that difficult because we got to pick and choose. And it wasn't that it was one over the other. It was that this is what was right for this time. And then another time, well, then we would do other things. I'm telling you, when you create margin in your life, you open the door for God to work in your life. Too many days go by that we are drowning in meeting after meeting, activity after activity, running errands here and there. What happened to sitting down as a family and having dinner? Even if that means that you have to eat before 7 o'clock because of how it works with your body, but your son doesn't get home from practice until after 8, and your daughter has dance until like 7:30. So how does this all work together? It does work together. Believe it or not, you can make it work. Maybe you will only end up having that evening snack. So maybe let's say you have almonds and an apple when you sit down as a family at the table. But your son who came home late is having a full-on dinner. Maybe your daughter got home early and she's sitting down having her dessert because she already had her dinner. And the hubby, well, he decides kind of what he wants. Maybe he's having his full dinner or depending upon his meetings. Or he's saying, no, I'm going to have my dessert. Or maybe I'm just going to have a drink and sit and chat. But guess what? You're still together. It doesn't matter that you're all eating the same thing and drinking all the same thing. That's not what coming together is. And I think we really need to start looking at how we come together as a family unit. How to begin to create this margin in our life. What does that look like? Life is ever changing, right? Change is a constant. So how are you going to meld margin in your life? What would it look like? Seriously, think about this. It's kind of a funny name, margin. And I think of butter, right? Margarine. Okay, I know margarine is not real butter. I get that. However, it's just a fun play on names. Wouldn't it be nice to have so much availability that you could just have margarine, this fresh butter flow throughout your life and you could just feel free? Instead of always stuck to, I got to be here at this time. And oh, wait, I got to be here. And if, man, if traffic's bad, I am in trouble. I've lived that life and it is exhausting and it's frustrating. If you've got small children at home, your job right now is to take care of those cute little small children at home and to be a wife to your hubby. And that's where you need to be right now. That doesn't mean that you should feel guilty because you can't be involved in the 300 things at church. That doesn't mean you should feel guilty that you can't go every other weekend out with your girlfriends. Because right now, that is where you belong, is at home with your young babies, with your hubby. It's the season that you're in. Create margin in your life. Now, guess what? You're not going to get it right the first time or the second or probably the third. It's going to take multiple times. And guess what? With the change of seasons comes a change of margins. It does. Everything's going to switch up. So you've got to be aware of this. This is not just a 1-2. So mark this episode. Episode 1199. I need to understand and continue to implement the power of margin. Give yourself permission to make adjustments and refinements to your daily, weekly, monthly schedule. I do. This weekend was awesome. I got a lot done. But I did half of it probably in my pajamas. Go figure. I didn't take a shower until late at night. Is that a bad thing? Does that mean I'm a bad person? Does that mean I'm not ready for my day? No, it's just that I started my day without a shower. Now, some people would say that's wrong. But there's not a right or wrong. It's what works for you in your season. The power of margin is within your reach. Are you ready to grab onto it right now? Maybe you want some help with this. Maybe you are drowning so much that you can't even see what you're involved in. There's just so much and you just don't know how to peel back all the layers. I want to help you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. I would love to chat with you. You being able to experience freedom in your daily life, more breath, more air, more refreshment. That's what your mind needs. That's what your body needs. That's what your spirit desires. So click on that link. That will begin our conversation. Also, I want to encourage you. I am attempting, not promising, but we are on Instagram now. Yes, Christiane Ward goes on Instagram, but Create Your Now is. And so I will be posting there all the time. So you can go to Instagram.com/create-your-now. You'll want to follow because there's going to be some fun things there. I would love to see you over there at our Instagram section and just really be getting to communicate with you even more. We're trying to expand, but it all takes time. Remember this? Margin? Yeah, I still have to have margin. And I have to be able to gulp only as much as I can chew, right? You take in only as much as you can chew. Well, I still have to leave that 20%. And for me, it's tough. This episode, these rules, these margins that I'm asking you to create in your life, I too have to learn and continue to remind myself that I need to create margin in my life. Let's do it together. The power of margin is within your reach. You decide how much you want to keep living the life of overwhelm and stress, or are you ready to give yourself breath? What capacity are you running your day on? The power of margin, you decide. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.